Scene 1. In front of the cat. Enter Cassius.
And so, despite Caesar's wife foreboding dreams and her pleas for him not to go forth to the capital today, the conspirators have urged Julius Herbers of great pride to lure him out. Their assassination plot is moving forward exactly as planned. Within the hour, Caesar will trouble us no more.
Enter the soothsayer chorus. The sky becomes red. We can hear the earth humming.
Caesar.
Beware of Brutus.
Beware of Brutus.
Take heed of Cassius.
Take heed of Cassius.
Come not near Cassius.
Trust not Trebonius.
Mark well, Timber.
Decius Brutus loves thee not.
There is but one mind in all men, and it is bent against Caesar. If thou be not immortal,
look about you, security give heresy. The mighty gods defend thee.
The sky clears, and a trumpet sounds. Enter Caesar, Brutus, Cassius, Decius, Metellus, Trebonius, and Antony. Caesar hands Antony a document and dismisses him, and he exits. Enter Cassius.
The Ides of March are come.
Aye, Caesar, but not gone.
All in attendance kneel towards Caesar.
Hail Caesar!
A trumpet sound.
I could be well moved if I were as you. If I could pray to move, prayers would move me, but I am constant as the northern star, of whose true fixed and resting quality there is no fellow in the firmament. The skies are painted with unnumbered sparks. They are all fire, and every one doth shine. But there is but one in all doth hold its place, unshaken of motion, and I am he.
Oh, Caesar! Great Caesar! Speak, hands, for me!
Casca first, and then the other conspirators stab Caesar. Finally, Brutus takes his knife and stabs Caesar.
Et tu, Brute? Then fall, Caesar.
He dies.
Liberty! Freedom! Run! Hence proclaim! Cry about it in the streets!
Liberty, freedom, tyranny is dead!
People and senators, be not affrighted.
Go to the pulpit, Brutus!
And Cassius, too!
Stoop, Romans!
They all kneel before Caesar's corpse, and in unison they rise.
Now, walk we forth, even to the marketplace, and waving our red weapons o'er our heads, let's all cry peace! Freedom and liberty!
Shall we forth?
Aye, every man away. Brutus shall lead.
Antony enters, shocked.
But here comes Antony. Welcome, Mark Antony.
Antony slowly makes his way towards the massacre.
O mighty Caesar, dost thou lie so low? Are all the conquests, glories, triumphs, spoils, shrunk to this little measure? Fare thee well. I know not, gentlemen, what you intend. Who else must be let blood? Who else is rank? If I myself, there is no hour so fit as Caesar's death hour. Live 1,000 years, I shall not find myself so apt to die.
O Antony, beg not your death of us. Though now we must appear bloody and cruel, as by our hands and this our present act we see we do, yet see you but our hands and this the bleeding business they have done. Our hearts you see not. They are pitiful. And pity to the general wrong of Rome hath done this deed on Caesar. For your part, to you our swords have leaden points, Mark Antony. Our hearts do receive you in with all kind love, good thoughts, and reverence.
Your voice shall be as strong as any man's in disposing of new dignities, Brutus.
Only be patient till we have appeased the multitude, beside themselves with fear, and then we will deliver you the cause why I, that did love Caesar when I struck him, have thus proceeded.
I doubt not that your wisdom let each man render his bloody hand.
He shakes all of their hands one by one.
First, Marcus Brutus, will I shake with you. Next, Caius Cassius, do I take your hand? Now, Decius Brutus, yours. Now yours, Metellius. Yours, Cinna, and my valiant Casca, yours. Though last, not last in love, yours, good Trebonius. Gentlemen all, alas, what shall I say?
He looks down at the corpse.
That I did love thee, Caesar. Oh, 'tis true. If then thy spirit look upon us now, shall it not grieve thee dearer than thy death? To see thee, Anthony, making his peace, shaking the bloody fingers of thy foes, most noble in the presence of thy corpse.
He kneels beside the corpse.
Pardon me, Julius.
Mark Antony.
Pardon me, Caius Cassius.
I blame you not for praising Caesar so, but what compact mean you to have with us? Will you be pricked a number of our friends, or shall we on
not depend on you?
Therefore I took your hands, but was indeed swayed from the point by looking down on Caesar. Friends, am I with you all and love you all, upon this hope that you shall give me reasons why and wherein Caesar was dangerous.
Our reasons are so full of good regard that were you, Antony, the son of Caesar, you should be satisfied.
That is all I seek, and am moreover suitor that I may produce his body to the marketplace and in the pulpit, as becomes a friend. Speak in the order of his funeral.
You shall, Mark Antony.
Brutus, a word with you.
They move off away from the others.
You know not what you do. Do not consent that Antony speak in his funeral. Know you how much the people may be moved by that which he will utter?
By your pardon, Cassius, I will myself into the pulpit first, and show the reason of our Caesar's death. What Antony shall speak, I will protest. He speaks by leave and by permission, and that we are contested Caesar shall have all true rights and lawful ceremonies. It shall advantage more than do us wrong.
I know not what may fall. I like it not.
Mark Antony, here, take you Caesar's body. You shall not in your funeral speech blame us, but speak all good you can devise of Caesar, and say you do it by our permission, and you shall speak in the same pulpit whereto I am going, after my speech is ended.
Be it so, I do desire no more.
Prepare the body then, and follow us.
They all exit, except for Antony, and he kneels before the dead body again.
Oh, pardon me, thou bleeding piece of earth, that I am meek and gentle with thy butchers. Thou art the ruins of the noblest man that ever lived on the tides of times. Over thy wounds now I do prophesy. A curse shall light upon the limbs of men, domestic fury and fierce civil strife. And Caesar's spirit, ranging for revenge, shall in these confines with a monarch's voice cry, havoc, and let slip the dogs of war.
Enter Cinna the poet.
Mark Antony.
He takes in the carnage.
Oh, Octavius Caesar did receive Julius's letters and is on his way. And he bids me to say you by word of...
Thy heart is big. Get thee apart and weep. Passion I see is catching. Where is Octavius now?
He lies tonight within 7 leagues of Rome.
Post back with speed and tell him what hath chanced. Here's a mourning Rome, a dangerous Rome, no Rome of safety for Octavius yet. Hie hence and tell him so, yet stay a while, lend me your hand.
He leaves, carrying Caesar's body. The soothsayers return. They whisper,
Let slip the dogs of war.
Act 3, Scene 2. At the forum, where the podium is, the four citizens enter in heated debate. Julius Caesar is dead. The conspirators are victorious, though perhaps the noble Brutus is the only one of them who feels the sting of guilt of what he has done. He is now coming here to the pulpit to tell us, the citizens of Rome, why he and his accomplice acted out this bloody murderous deed. Mark Antony, Caesar's most trusted companion, will speak after Brutus and perform Caesar's funeral rites. Though unbeknownst to Brutus and the rest, Antony has a plot of his own.
Let us be satisfied. We will be satisfied.
Then follow me and give me audience, friends. Public reasons shall be rendered of Caesar's death.
Yeah, Brutus, speak! Yes.
Speak!
Brutus goes to the podium.
Be patient till the last. Romans, hear me for my cause and have respect to mine honor, that you may believe. Censure me in your wisdom and awake your senses, that you may be the better judge. If there be any in this assembly, any dear friend of Caesar's, to him I say that Brutus's love to Caesar was no less than his. If then that friend demand why Brutus rose against Caesar, this is my answer. Not that I loved Caesar less, but that I loved Rome more. Had you rather Caesar were living and die all slaves than that Caesar were dead to live all free men? If any speak, for you I have offended. I pause for a reply.
None, Brutus, none!
Then none have I offended. I have done no more to Caesar than you shall do to Brutus.
Enter Antony and the others with Caesar's shrouded body.
Here comes his body, mourned by Mark Antony. With this I depart, that as I slew my best friend for the good of Rome, I have the same dagger for myself when it shall please my country to need my death.
Live Brutus!
Live Brutus!
Bring him with triumph home unto his house.
Give him a statue with his ancestors.
Let him be Caesar.
Caesar, better pons, shall be crowned in Brutus.
My countrymen.
Let him speak.
Good countrymen, let me depart alone. And for my sake, stay here with Antony. Do grace to Caesar's corpse and grace his speech tending to Caesar's glories, which Mark Antony, by our permission, is allowed to make. I do entreat you, not a man depart, save I alone, till Antony have spoke.
Enter, exit, Brutus.
Stay, and let us hear Mark Antony.
We'll hear him.
For Brutus's sake, I am beholden to you.
He goes to the podium.
What does he say of Brutus? Where best he speak, no harm of Brutus here.
This Caesar was a tyrant.
We are blessed that Rome is rid of him.
Peace! Let us hear what Antony can say.
Friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears. I come to bury Caesar, not to praise him. The evil that men do lives after them. The good is oft interred with their bones, so let it be with Caesar. Here, under leave of Brutus and the rest, for Brutus is an honorable man, so are all they all honorable men. Come, I speak in Caesar's funeral. He was my friend, faithful and just to me. But Brutus says he was ambitious, and Brutus is an honorable man. Yet you all did see that in the Capitol I thrice presented him a kingly crown, which he did thrice refuse. Was this ambition? Yet Brutus says he was ambitious. And sure, he is an honorable man. I speak not to disprove what Brutus spoke, but here I am to speak what I do know. You all did love him once, and not without cause. What cause withholds you then to mourn for him? But yesterday the word of Caesar might have stood against the world. Now lies he there, and none so poor to do him reverence. O masters, if I were disposed to stir your hearts and minds to mutiny and rage, I should do Brutus wrong and Cassius wrong, who, you all know, are honorable men. But here's a parchment with the seal of Caesar. I found it in his closet. 'Tis his will and testament, which, pardon me, I do not mean to read.
Read it! Read the will! Mark Antony, we will hear it!
Have patience, gentle friends. I must not read it. It is not meet. You know how Caesar loved you. You are not wood, you are not stones, but men. And being men, bearing the will of Caesar, it will inflame you. It will make you mad. 'Tis good you know not that you are his heirs. For if you should, or what
would come of it.
Caesar's will!
You be patient? Will you stay a while? I have o'ershot myself to tell you of it. I fear I wrong the honorable men whose daggers have stabbed Caesar. I do fear it. You will compel me then to read the will. Then make a ring from the corpse of Caesar and let me show you him that made the will.
The citizens begin to congregate around the body to hear the will read aloud.
If you have tears, prepare to shed them now. You all do know this mantle. I remember the first time ever Caesar put it on. Through this place and well-beloved Brutus stabbed, and as he plucked the cursed steel away, marked how the blood of Caesar followed it. Judge, oh you gods, how dearly Caesar loved him. This was the most unkindest cut of all, and when the noble Caesar saw him stab, ingratitude quite vanquished him. Then burst his mighty heart. Look you here. Here is himself, marred as you see, with traitors.
Oh, noble Caesar!
A woeful day!
No traitors! Vengeance!
We will be revenged!
Good friends, sweet friends, let me not stir you up to such a sudden flood of mutiny. They that have done this deed are honorable, and will no doubt with reasons answer you. But you have forgot the will I told you of.
Will!
Let us in the will now!
Here is the will, and under Caesar's seal, to every Roman citizen he gives all his money, all his walks, his private arbors, and his new planted orchards. He hath left them you. Here was a Caesar, when comes such another.
Never, never, come away! We'll burn his body in the holy place, and with the brands fire the traitors' houses. Take up the body!
Go fetch fire!
Seek the conspirators!
Most noble Caesar, we would avenge his death!
They all exit, carrying Caesar's body.
Now let it work, mischief, thou art afoot. Take thou what course thou wilt. Octavius Caesar has already come to Rome. He is presently at Julius's house, and thither I will straight to visit him.
He exits. Act 3, Scene 3, on the street. Enter Senna the poet.
Dus and Cassius are rid like madmen through the gates of Rome.
Enter the four citizens with various weapons.
What is your name?
Whither are you going?
Where do you go?
Answer every man directly.
Aye, and briefly.
Aye, and why is
it? Directly? Briefly? I'm going to Caesar's funeral. My name is Cena.
Tear him to pieces. He's a conspirator.
Yeah. They begin to tie him up with ropes.
No. I'm Cena the poet. I'm not Cena the conspirator.
No, it is no matter. His name's Cena. Lock his name out of his heart.